Interest in the municipal election in the municipality of Grey Highlands is at an all-time high. Unlike many communities that struggled to fill a slate of candidates for the election on October 24, Grey Highlands set a record for the most candidates in an election since the municipality was formed. A total of 23 candidates are seeking council seats in the election. The election features three-way races for mayor and deputy mayor and 17 candidates for the 5 seats on council. 2 members of the current council are not running for re-election. Deputy Mayor Akash Desai and Kaun Kathy Little are both leaving local government. Mayor Paul McQueen and Kaun Danielle Valiquette are both running for mayor in a three-way contest with Don Alp. With multiple members of the current council not returning after the election, Grey Highlands is now in a lame duck situation and council has limited decision-making power. A provision of the Municipal Act triggers lame duck status for councils in this situation, which is meant to prevent an outdoing council from operating in a way that would disadvantage the incoming council. During the lame duck period, which will last until a new council is sworn in on November 15, staff or officers of the municipality cannot be hired or dismissed. Property belonging to the town valued over $50,000 cannot be sold or donated, and the town cannot make any purchase exceeding $50,000 that has not already been approved through the budget, unless it is an emergency situation. In 2019, Grey Highlands passed a bylaw that delegates authority to senior staff during the lame duck period. Decision-making authority has been delegated to the SAO with sign-offs from the treasurer and one other senior manager required. Grey Highlands has 23 candidates for council and a further 8 candidates for the local school board positions. The candidates are Mayor, 1 to be elected, Paul McQueen, Danielle Valiquette and Don Alp. Deputy Mayor, on to be elected, Dane Nielsen, Stephen, Steve, Patrick Maloney and Melanie Ann Seeley. Council, 5 to be elected, Lynn Silverton, Dan Wickens, Tom Allwood, Paul Allen, Joel Lawhead, Gary Franklin, Brian McCulloch, Reed Dennison, Emmett Ferguson, Joe van der Vecht, Joyce Hall, Nadia Dubik, Jessica Hammond, Roger David Tumaniri, Lorraine Ann O'Halloran, Christine Wagner, Jansen, and John Van Gogh. Bluewater District School Board Trustee for Grey Highlands and Southgate, 1 to be elected, Janice Kaikkonen, Bryden Jones and Shanika Reed. French Public Trustee, Conseil Scolaire Viamond, 1 to be elected, Eric Lapointe and Saveria Caruso. Bruce Grey Catholic District School Board, 1 to be elected, Robin Garvey Wiseman, acclaimed to the position. French Separate Trustee, Conseil Scolaire Catholic Providence, 1 to be elected, Sylvie C. Barbeau-Chmielewski and Megan Reel. Election day province-wide is October 24, 2022. For this election, Grey Highlands has approved both internet and in-person voting methods. In-person voting will be available on election day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Grey Highlands Municipal Office in Markdale. In addition, there will be 4 advanced voting centers established at various locations throughout the municipality, including Sat. October 8, Feversham Community Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sun. October 9, Markdale Community Center Arena, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sat. October 15, Rockland Community Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sun. October 16, Flesherton Kinplex, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Internet voting is also available through the services of Dominion Voting Services. This means that voters will have the ability to vote anytime, anywhere on their computer or other device starting at 10 a.m. on October 7, 2022 and continuing through until Election Day. Full election information is available at the municipality's website.